So it's Tuesday the 19th of March and I'm walking with a little group of four brilliant school students to the British Museum.
Hello.
And we're going to look at the Rosetta Stone in the Africa Room. Now the first one's right next to me.
Hello.
Hello.
And I've got two more but they're quiet, they're walking up in front. Uh-oh. F and M we'll call them, just for code names so we don't put their names on the internets. And we're going to have a very peaceful time in the British Museum, I hope. Part two. So we're walking up into the Great Hall. We're looking up at a beautiful roof and the daylight's shining through. And we're on our way to see the Rosetta Stone, which we're very excited about. And we've just walked past an obelisk, which is nearly 2,500 years old. So you can just hear the quiet hum of plenty of people. Little do they know that a whole school is about to be unleashed on them. Part three is the Rosetta Stone. And this is dating back to 196 BC, and it helps us decipher the Egyptian hieroglyphs. Is that right?
Your teeth.
This bell just came right in front of me.
We've just been to a very nice place, and we saw loads of artifacts, and it was really, really cool. We loved looking at the statues. And we saw loads of sarcophaguses and they were so, so cool.
The story of the British Museum is one of pain and chaos. The Benin plaques, for example, were obtained after the sacking of Benin, which is a retaliation for the killing of British representatives by Nigeria. So there's an extraordinary history of British people taking stuff, and the Foreign Office auctioned those Benin plaques to cover the costs of the expedition. Outrageous. So there's an extraordinary story in the Africa Room of the decommissioned guns from the Mozambique Civil War being recreated into sculptures of trees and chairs. That's inspiring.
We're looking at the sarcophaguses and mummies. And it's really, really cool.
You see,
we love
two preserved mummies, so it's not that bad here. The best part is lunch and some benches and water.
That's the best part. He's right.
I think the best part is so far looking at the mummies, because think about being a mummy.
Correct.
Yes, that would not be.
We're having a fun time in the Egyptian rooms, and we'll catch up with you later.